You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Some would consider both Jeremy and me to be complete weirdos because neither of us are depressed by Mondays. We're like, oh, another fun day to come in and play on the radio. Which I guess causes some people just to flip off their radio when we show up in a good
You guys
mood.
Are too perky. I'm out of here.
Today is actually this psychologist about, 15, 16 years ago came up with this date that he described as Blue Monday. It's like a perfect storm, an evil vortex of things that all seem to happen on this particular date. Combination of, you know, crappy winter weather, debt left over from the holidays, people have failed on their resolutions. And so this is supposed to be the most depressing day of the year.
The one I found funny on the list was the realization of just how far away next Christmas is. That makes me happy.
I was going to say, let's celebrate.
I'm not down about that. Are you kidding me? All the clutter and the bills and the toys and ugh.
The psychologist says, hey, I wasn't trying to make people depressed. I was actually trying to get people to be inspired to take action.
Wow. Okay. Dude. Okay.
Happy Blue Monday. I had a decent weekend. I watched a lot of football this weekend.
Yeah.
And I ate a lot of bad food. Our dinner yesterday, Gretchen said she had a hankering just to make kind of like badass supreme nachos. And so she did a homemade version of nachos with chicken, pork, and all sorts of delicious
stuff.
Other
animals on it.
She found some sort of chip, too, that I have discovered might be the best for the nachos. Because you've got to get the right chip.
It's got to have some heft to it, some weight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's got to be bold enough to stand up to the toppings.
Correct.
So there was that. And then at the same time, Zoe said, well, I have a hankering for homemade chocolate brownies. So, nachos and brownies. What do you think? Did I do?
You did all right.
Is my
you
midsection did all right, buddy. Celebrating today?
We did some Chick-fil-A, and I had banana pudding yesterday because it was my dad's birthday. So
the banana pudding.
Had a couple good meals myself. Yeah, Mom busted out the once-a-year banana pudding with the vanilla wafers. Vanilla wafers, which have the best texture in your mouth. After they've been sitting in that pudding all day, they just kind of dissolve and they're so good. But yeah, popped over to their house last night and Mom made chili. So we had some chili and cornbread and the banana pudding. And then we wandered outside because my parents live on a pretty good little swath of land and they've got a bunch of big evergreen trees and stuff in the backyard. And they have a couple owls out back that are nesting up in one of the trees. And it's like clockwork. Every night around 5 o'clock, one of them comes out and sits on a branch of a different tree and whoo, 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 just does that. His lady friend comes swooping in. They do a little hanky-panky. They do a little hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, and then they both fly off. It's like clockwork every single night.
Were you a voyeur watching them?
Totally watching them. Are you kidding me? It's not every day you get to watch owls do the hanky-panky. The one thing that disgusted me, though, is we brought our little doggy Goldie Fawn over to the house, and are you familiar with owl pellets? So when owls eat rodents or cats or squirrels, whatever they eat, they gobble them up, then the animal sits in their stomach and digests, and then they cough back up either the hair or the feathers, and then basically the complete skeleton. They cannot digest bones. So it decomposes in their stomach, then they cough up a giant hairball with the bones and the hair, essentially.
Got it. Okay.
So my dog was sniffing all the owl pellets out and running around the backyard eating the owl pellets. She comes running up and she's crunching like she's eating those nacho chips, Dom. And we're like, what are you eating? What are you? And we're watching like feathers and stuff come out of her mouth. And we're like, oh no. And we tried to snag them from her. And she ran off and grabbed another one. She ate like 3 or 4 of these pellets. So once we finally got her, we had to bring her back into the house. My mom luckily had some doggy toothpaste. And we scrubbed the inside of that dog's mouth because how disgusting is that?
She just owns. Oh, she has dogs. That's gonna say.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Disgusting.
It would have been funny if she just had doggy toothpaste and no
she
dogs.
She uses it for herself. Yeah. And we got the shampoo out and like washed the dog's face and everything. It's like you're eating carcasses, basically. So for the rest of the night, like, with the kids, we're like, don't let the dog lick you. Don't let the dog lick you. No, no, no.
But it's gross. Just life.
It's just life. There's just, you know, it's instinct for the dog to go
and
eat all that.
And you don't know what that dog's getting into when you're not watching anyway.
Yeah, it's true. It's definitely true. So our concern was that she was going to puke last night when she got home. And I was like, I am not cleaning up mouse skeletons.
You know, and how horrible for that critter that originally was eaten to be puked more than once.
Right. Double puke. Cows are gross. Fascinating, though.